I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The famine in the Horn of Africa is having an effect on just about every facet of ministry. Cure International runs hospitals in Ethiopia and Kenya. Cure's Joel Worrell explains.
When a food shortage occurs in a country like that, everything costs more, which impacts our patients' abilities to get to our facilities as well as our abilities to cover the costs of energy.
Cure cares for disabled children, which makes ministry even more profound.
We're dealing with an even greater sense of despair and abandonment, these feelings that, you know, where is God in this circumstance?
Opening doors which share the gospel. There's more at our website. Next, Christians This Week marked the third anniversary of the attacks in Orissa State, India. Dave Stravers with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says scars remain.
Over the last year, persecution has probably worsened from what it was just a couple of years ago. All over the country, we feel it's a confirmation of all the reports that we hear from all over India of people coming to Christ.
The harassment is meant to intimidate people. However,
it's not stopping the movement at all. In fact, we see the response to Christianity accelerating. The general population is all very open to the gospel.
And the Jesus Film Project and Faith Comes by Hearing are partnering together to help disciple new believers. Guatemala is just one example. 26 film teams are showing Jesus in 10 languages around the country. One team has planted 81 churches. As part of the follow-up, Faith Comes by Hearing provides proclaimers, dramatized audio New Testaments. So funding is needed. Your $50 gift will help a film team reach 500 people with the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.